Last Christmas, I gave you my heart, but the very next day, you gave it away. This year, to save me from tears, I'll give it to someone special.
Now, has anyone watched this movie? Because I did. I had the privilege last year as a advanced screening to be able to sit down and watch Emilia Clarke in this fantastic movie, Last Christmas. It started Emilia Clarke and Henry Golding as the love interest. And it also had Michelle Yao. She's a fantastic actress. We've watched her in many movies: Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, Crazy Rich Asians. Since 2017, she was in Star Trek Discovery. And obviously, Emilia Clarke also. I mean, Game of Thrones, Terminator, this movie, Last Christmas. It was just fantastic. And as you're watching the movie, like, you think, you know, that you may know what's going on, and it's pretty obvious, but it's such a beautiful love story, and the reasoning why things happen the way they happen, it's just fantastic. I really, really love this movie, and it's one of my favorite movies. And again, this may be one of those movies that you may tear up. I am not admitting to any type of, you know, tears that may have came out of my face. But it definitely teaches us, again, this being a fantastic Christmas film, it's teaching us about love. It's teaching us about tolerance. It's teaching us about acceptance. And it's just so, so good. It couldn't have come in a better time than 2019, especially because we had COVID just a few months later. To watch this now, it's just, you know, it's something that tells us, hey, we should come together and be able to love one another. Teaching us about acceptance, right? So therefore, it's teaching us to love each other's differences. That's important, to embrace the difference from someone else. Because again, you know, differences between people is what allows us to grow. And without accepting those differences, there is no growth in life. And this is what this movie kind of teaches us in one of the themes, as well as love yourself, man. How many times do we watch a movie and it's always like, love someone else and all that stuff, but you have to love yourself. You have to love your passion. You have to love those who support you going up, you know? You can't just give it out and dish it out. Those who are in your corner from the start, those are the people that deserve your love and attention and all that. So this is what this is teaching us. And as parents, it's also teaching us to like support our children and to teach them, right? But teach them tolerance as well. Something that you consistently find in this world is parents not teaching tolerance, and that's what creates this animosity between people and this hate. So if we teach our kids young to love one another and to embrace a difference, it's okay to be different. This movie shows us that. It's not like boom slap right there in your face, but it definitely has a teaching moment of teaching love and embrace difference of one another. So definitely go check this out. Currently, it is playing and is streaming on HBO Max. So you should definitely get on that and watch this movie along with Crazy Rich Asians. I believe it's on that. If you haven't watched that, you'll enjoy it for sure. Henry Golding does holy crap. The first time I seen him was in Crazy Rich Asians. So I was kind of excited to see him in this film where it was just a different take on his acting. And he is fantastic. He's so believable as a character, and he's so loving, which is a total like opposite of what happens in Gentlemen, which that's another great movie that you should watch. But definitely, Emilia Clarke holds her own on this film. Michelle Yao is fantastic in this movie. And Henry Golden, his name says it, he's gold. So definitely check out Crazy Rich Asians, now streaming on HBO Max. If you don't have HBO Max, what are you doing? You have 4 days to get HBO Max, because on the 25th of December, you'll be missing Wonder Woman 1984. So get on that, okay? So in the meantime, the next time that I see you and tell you what you should be watching, go ahead and keep reading those comic books, keep watching anime, and above it all, guys, stay nerdy. I'll leave you with some more Emilia Clarke singing Last Christmas.